Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Stephen Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. It's 73 degrees here at 7:30 on a Monday morning. Wichita police are investigating after a man was shot in the back of the neck Sunday morning near downtown.
Wichita police and emergency crews responded around 11:15 a.m. to a shooting call in the 900 block of South Topeka near Kellogg and Broadway. When authorities arrived, they found a man inside a residence with a gunshot wound to the back of his neck. He was taken to a local hospital for treatment and was listed in critical but stable condition. Investigators are still trying to determine the cause of the shooting, and the victim's identity is still unknown at this time. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Governor Laura Kelly has named 13 people to the state's Alzheimer's Disease Task Force.
The group is tasked with developing a strategy for the state to respond to the public health concern by 2020. As people age, the thought of Alzheimer's can be in the back of their minds. For example, people who can't find their car keys or forget someone's name begin to think about whether or not they might have some form of dementia. The Jayhawk Area Agency on Aging helps get services to older adults in the Topeka area, where Executive Director Susan Harris said the disease is brought up often. People want to know what to expect with the disease and what services are out there for people who develop Alzheimer's. Harris says she is happy that Governor Kelly is focusing on the disease because it takes many community resources to help sustain people with dementias such as Alzheimer's. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
A federal judge will hear challenges to three new abortion laws in Arkansas today.
The judge scheduled the hearing just 2 days before the rules are set to take effect. The lawsuit was filed on behalf of an abortion clinic in Little Rock, two doctors, and Planned Parenthood Great Plains. The three new abortion-related laws being challenged include one that bans abortions 18 weeks into a pregnancy. The current rules ban abortions at 20 weeks. Another law requires those performing abortions be board eligible or board certified in obstetrics and gynecology. And the third law being challenged bans abortions if a fetus has been diagnosed with Down syndrome. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Eight people were hurt by a lightning strike off Florida's Gulf Coast.
One of the injured in critical condition, that man reportedly suffering cardiac arrest. The strike happening at Clearwater Beach Sunday afternoon after lifeguards had left their towers because of bad weather. Witnesses say people were moving off the beach when the strike happened. Some people at a nearby restaurant dragging the injured indoors and began administering first aid as the rain poured down. Three of the injured refusing treatment. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
A popular farm east of Lawrence, Kansas, known for flowers, vegetables, and its fall pumpkin patch, plans to close for the month of August to clean up after a May tornado. The 40-acre Pendleton's farm is a mainstay at the Lawrence Farmers Market and popular with restaurateurs in the Kansas City area. The EF4 tornado took out a machine shed, the butterfly house, and five of the farm's seven greenhouses. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Thunderstorms in southern Sedgwick County brought about 3 to 4 tenths of an inch of precipitation last night. That system continues to move off to the southeast as cooler, drier air moves in for us. Sunny and 83, breezy this afternoon, clear and 61 tonight, Tuesday 82. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, a north wind gusting to 24 miles per hour and 73 degrees. Wow, quite a bit different than it's been the past few mornings.
A little bit.
A little cooling down a little bit. That is Monday. That means it's time for Mondays with the Mayor with Steve and Ted with Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. This great weather this week brought to you by Mondays with the Mayor.
There you go. It's all our doing is what it is. Hey, good weekend for you then?
Yeah, take advantage. This is a blessing from the kind of heat we've had. So looking forward to enjoying the great weather.
You were going to, a story broke over the weekend. I saw the Wichita Eagle, Alan King, public work director, saying the city's water treatment plant could fail at any time. Of course, I don't know if that's new news because the darn thing's 80 years old. There's a lot that can go wrong. But what are your thoughts on that?
So we've been working on that, obviously, for quite some time. We kind of saw this coming, and, you know, it's a little overdramatic to say it could fail anytime. The reality is we continue to make sure that we can have, you know, clean water every time you turn on your tap, and we know that we would love to have a redundant system. And so that's what we're working towards and have been for a couple of years now. But even beyond that, if you go back and pull up the old news articles, we talked about how we finally started adding to the water and sewer rates, because for so long they didn't. Councils and mayors in the past obviously don't want to raise rates on anyone, but we had to pay for infrastructure. And so we've been replacing infrastructure for almost 10 years now to play catch up on some of the stuff that needed to be replaced. And now we're working towards a new water plant. And then following that new water treatment facility, we plan on focusing on a new sewer treatment facility. And so this has been in the planning for quite some time. We think that we've got the funding mechanism to do it without, you know, increasing rates astronomically, and we've taken a little different path on increased rates. We've said we're going to schedule those rate increases out for many generations instead of paying off the new plant in 10 years. And so I call it generational equity, and we understand the need for it and the focus, and it's going to be around for the next 80 plus years.
So is a new plant going to come online there in the next few years? Is that what you're telling us?
So the new plant, we've been applying for some federal funding that will help us offset, you know, the ability to have to raise rates. And that process has been in the works now for well over a year. And as soon as we get the final approval on this, WIFIA is what it's called, funding, then we will start the construction. But we've already hired the design build team and already have the location for the new water treatment plant. It's going to set at 21st and Hoover Road, and where the water supplies come in from both Cheney Lake and the Equus beds. And it's a perfect location to take advantage of the infrastructure that's in place and less expensive as we move forward.
All right. Well, Alan gives you a good opportunity, though, to talk about what's going to happen here in the future, and it looks pretty good. I mean, so many – I know there are a lot of cities and communities around this country that are looking at water problems. Not only old –
We're in pretty good shape. You know, the reason why we recently tore up McLean near Seneca Street was – to replace a whole bunch of water valves in preparation for this new water treatment plant coming online, so that we wouldn't have to worry about those old valves breaking.
All right.
We have the new plant coming online. So we're already preparing with all of the underground infrastructure that's needed for the distribution of this new plant coming online. And so we're moving it in the right direction. We've been doing it, I guess, it seems, quietly for too many people for several years now, and feel confident that we'll have a great redundant system.
So how about you personally? How's your infrastructure going?
My infrastructure is aging also.
New pipes?
Well, aren't we all?
If it'd just be so easy to replace all my pipes, I would do that.
There you go. One other item here, the budget hearings coming up. Tell us about budget hearings, please.
Yeah, so we're going to get our first information from the city manager on a budget that the staff has been working on and recommending. It comes with a bit of a surplus this year and some places where we can distribute that surplus that will help us out with some added opportunities to create better public safety. And so looking forward to finally, this is the second year in a row where we've had a budget surplus instead of having to worry about, you know, reducing programs. Now we can expand programs that includes, you know, we're building 12 aquatics playgrounds, we're expanding libraries, we're building a new police substation, we're adding more to multiple parks around Wichita and putting more money in streets than we ever have. And so I'm looking forward to this. It'll include the investments that we want to make in various different capital programs around the city. And this will first step in letting the community hear it. And then we will, you know, let the community weigh in multiple times before we approve it in August.
So are you going to have like open mic tomorrow on the meeting, or are you just going to set up?
Open for anyone to come down and share their thoughts on where they would like to see dollars go. And, you know, we always are trying to engage the community in different ways. We often have these social meetings online, town hall social meetings and budget hearing meetings where people can weigh in through different social media platforms to make it as convenient as possible. We'll often have our district advisory boards that meet in the evening, opportunities for the public to weigh in that's convenient in their neighborhood. You know, with each council member has a district advisory board meeting where they will allow people to come in and weigh and listen to it. And so it's just a matter of continuing to disseminate the information to the community and allowing them to weigh in. But it's, again, we're in a great place that we're fortunate to be in because we have growth and jobs and excess money this year that can help prop up some of these programs.
Well, Steve and Ted just go on a record as saying we would both like to have a refund, I don't know, Ted, $3,000 or $4,000 a piece. What do you think? Just give it to the people you like, though. I wouldn't give it to everybody.
I don't think that's how it works. And, although I'm sure there's a few people would like to have that, but you know, the reality is we need to continue because we've been playing catch up so long with some of the programs and infrastructure issues. There's always plenty of places to place those dollars to make sure that we're building a community that next generation wants to stay in, and we'll continue to do that so that we have a great place to work, live, and play. And I want the next generation of people to choose Wichita. And right now they do have choices, and sometimes they're choosing, you know, cities all around the U.S. that seem to be very appealing to them. We want to make Wichita that appealing place for people to want to stay and come.
Mr. Mayor, it's always a pleasure. Nice to have you with us, and we'll talk with you again next week. Mondays.
Thank you. Take care. Mondays. Enjoy the weather.
Yay! Mondays with the mayor, Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell. Now 7:43 here on this Monday morning. Coming up, we've got editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. He's going to talk about an aerospace meeting in Wichita. That's on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com.
Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.